Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, I want to follow up on a couple comments that have been made on the blog on some of our most recent interviews. And I think I can summarize them by saying, you know what, gold is not at 1200 or 1210 or really in that area. So, hey, Doc, you're wrong. I've heard that from a couple of our listeners. What do you have to say?
Well, I have to say, Corey, that if you look at my record the last 4 or 5 years, I've been pretty spot on. And sure, I could be wrong about this, but I don't think so. I think we're, we may move a little higher and levitate here a little, but I think the odds are pretty good that we move back down as we get into this year. Back down to the 1200, 1210, 1220 area. We might not get quite down to 1200 to 1210, but we're going to get close, in my view. And you better be careful around here. And the reason I say partly, not only because of the charts I watch, but because the gold stocks, if this was an incipient precious metal rally, the gold stocks should be so much stronger, but they aren't. And I think that's telling as well. So it's how the gold stocks are acting and the silver stocks, but it's also the technicals that I follow. And I think we're going to start to see a topping out here. And then I think we start to move down and we go sideways as we get into 2019.
All right, Doc. Well, some things, just looking at the weekly chart, that do or can lead us to believe that we could be topping out and could be in for what really is just a natural pullback is simply the RSI being close to, not quite at, but close to overbought territory. Slow stochastic, something that we follow, that is in overbought territory. And the ADX is not really showing a whole lot of strength right now. It's not showing weakness, but the strength has really waned recently. One other thing to consider here too, Doc, and it's something that you just mentioned, is that the stocks, you can argue, are not leading the charge. However, they have been performing decently. It relates to something that Jeff Christian had to say that will be on the weekend show that I even posted a preview to on Wednesday. And that's the fact that Jeff said it's not about the stocks leading. It's more about the stocks playing catch up because they underperformed so much in the last couple of years. What do you have to say?
Absolutely. And I agree with that. And, the other thing is when you mentioned some of those technicals, Corey, is when you look at the ADX, the green directional line is starting to turn down, even though the black line, which is more important, is turning slightly up again, which should get the bulls happy. But I think we're going to levitate here in February, maybe. And although there is a flag formation taking place on the daily, and one could argue that's going to break out to the upside again. But for me, it's not a matter, it's questionable about the timing maybe. Eventually, I think we have another pullback here, and we won't go as low as we were. Now, it's interesting that we talked off mic about Byron Wien, who is a CNBC contributor. He's been on there quite a bit. He's an advisor for Blackstone. He's predicting $1,000 gold, but I don't see that in my technicals right now at all. He's going to be wrong on that, I think. So I'm in between the bulls here again that have called for a breakout I would say about the 24th time in the last 4 years, and they get all excited, and then it doesn't happen, and then we move back down, and then they get excited again. But that's fine. The good news is it's going to be a great chance to add to your stock positions in 2019 because there's not a lot of downward pressure on these stocks anymore. The GDX can roll over a little bit, but and the GDXJ can, but you're not going to see an extreme move here in the first half of the year either way.
All right, Doc, let's compare where we are at time-wise in terms of the very beginning of the year and look back over the past 6 years, ever since 2014. gold and even some of the gold stocks have performed pretty well at this time of the year. Now, whether that is tax loss selling being over for the stocks or just for whatever reason, money then being allocated towards the precious metals at the very beginning of the year, this all started happening a little bit earlier this year in about October when we started to see some U.S. market weakness. What do you have to say about comparing what we've seen, again, the last 6 years of a rally to kick off the year, but then the rally petering out? In 2016 was the longest rally, and we got about 6 to 7 months of that, but then again, that petered out. What about where we stand right now? It's looking, again, pretty similar.
Yeah, except what's interesting about it is if you look at the charts, is we started the move back in 2016 in December, and then we started the move again in 2017 in December. But as you mentioned, this time we started the move really in October, and early in October. And so it was a little bit unusual that way. So we've been moving right along since that time. But if you go back to 2016, we had the move, and then we had a pullback in February in the first part of March, and then we went higher. But in 2017, we just kind of stayed up at a high level and started down the whole second or the middle of the year. This time, I think, since we started so early in October, we're going to probably peak out here later January and February and probably move down. And then we'll probably get a little rally in later spring, and not much of one. And then you're going to have to hope for the end of the year again. And that's what I foresee. But the good news is that we're not going to get hurt in this market, in the precious metals market in 2018, like some are saying. I don't believe that at all.
Okay, let's take a look again at that weekly chart. Through 2017, as we got the rally to kick off the year, gold was consistently putting in higher highs and higher lows. That all lasted until April, when that rollover happened. And that rollover lasted about 5 months. And unfortunately, it took out one, two, three, four prior highs, four prior lows that managed to get to be at higher levels as we built through 2017. How much damage did that pullback do because it broke so many of these successfully higher lows that now we're building out of?
Yeah, and that's a good point, because it is damage from a chart standpoint. The good news is that we ended lower in August of 2018, but we weren't as low as we were in December of 2016. That's the good news. And so I think we're building off of that. And I think that we're going to build off of that for a number of months. And the other good news is we're back over the 200-week moving average, which is also a positive. So we've got some positives here, and I think if we pull back, which I expect eventually here in the next few weeks, when we move under that 200-week moving average, I bet we don't move back down to that low in August, which I think will be a positive. And because we're setting up finally for the big move that's going to come in the future here.
So doesn't this just speak to the long-term nature of these charts and how people need to be looking at this market? It has been such a long and drawn-out bottom from the middle of 2013 through to where we currently are that it still takes a lot of time to start to get some momentum to the upside.
Exactly, and it's forming a nice bottom for the next bull market, and it's long, and the longer it is, when it breaks out, the more vicious this thing is going to be, and that's generally true about most asset classes, is the longer it trades in narrow ranges as it bottoms, the greater the move up, and that's a general dictum that's been around for a long time. And so I expect the same thing to happen here, that when we do break out, we're going to eventually take out the highs in 2011 and we're going to go much higher. So that's a real positive. But the other good thing is, and I mentioned this before on your show, is that on the monthly chart for gold, the 200 month moving average continues to slowly make its way up higher toward pricing. And I think that's a very important thing to watch. And the closer it gets to pricing, the greater your odds of breaking higher. And what's good about this last move down in the middle part of 2018 was it moved just below the 50-month simple moving average, but not deeply below it like it's been in the past. And now we're up above that. So I don't think we're going to compromise it that much, but I still think we're going to come down and maybe get back down to 1220, 1210, 1200 in that area, probably not 1200, but 1210 to 1220 area. But we're not going to stay there. And then if we stay above that 50-month moving average, I think that that looks like it's ready to curl up. And if we stay above it, eventually I think that's going to be the fulcrum from which we take off.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there, but some good in-depth comments on the precious metals and where we stand for the gold price. It is a process, but hey, it does look very much like we are putting in this long, long-term bottom. A little bit of momentum, maybe by the middle to tail end of this year, would be very positive, but in the short term, it's not out of the question to expect at least a small little rollback for the metals. Doc, thanks again for your time today, and I hope you have a great weekend.